It's time now for some of the letters to the evening news. There's no shortage of views from the paper's readers, as you can imagine. First of all, the continuing saga of the stationary office site where the government planning inspector has refused permission for the latest planning application. Comments come from David Raby of Norwich. I was a city councillor and was on the planning committee at the time of the Anglia Square decision and was one of five councillors to vote against the proposal, and my opinion has not changed, so I welcome the Secretary of State's decision to reject the Western Homes proposal. The scale of the project is overwhelming. It is completely out of character with the historic city centre and it does not provide the genuine social housing we so desperately need. The alternative scheme put forward by Ash Sakula Architects is much preferable and could be the starting point for a more appropriate solution. We will be told that such a scheme is not viable, but in the post-COVID-19 environment, viability criteria must be subject to radical change. Economic and social crisis coupled with the climate emergency demand an approach prioritising local community needs and social housing and small and medium enterprise. The City Council should go back to the drawing board and seek support for a scheme in keeping with its award-winning Goldsmith Street development and the Rain Park housing project. That from David Raby from Bishopsbridge Road in Norwich.
Apparently, Radio Norfolk has come in for criticism from Norfolk personality Keith Skipper, who thinks it has lost its focus on Norfolk affairs. Colin Burley of Toftwood agrees. He says, having read Keith Skipper's recent article on the subject of BBC Radio Norfolk having lost its local flavour, I heartily endorse his remarks. When the station first opened, almost everything about it breathed Norfolk air, and the airways were alive with the voices of Norfolk folk. It took about 15 years to dilute the local flavour and become a station which could have been any of a dozen other stations with a mixture of presenters from all parts of the UK. I very rarely tune in to the station now, since the programmes presented by Keith and the late Roy Waller were taken over by presenters who played virtual non-stop pop music in an effort to attract younger listeners. As far as I can recall, the music was initially selected for the presenters themselves, but doubtless the musical content today is selected for them from a list at BBC Broadcasting House in London, so there is little they can do about it. I'm sure that there are many of the elderly amongst us who would like the station to return to its roots with interesting interviews and middle-of-the-road music. Perhaps when the COVID pandemic has died, we should march on or be pushed in our wheelchairs on Broadcasting House, demanding a return of the Radio Norfolk of the old days, a station we dearly loved.
M. Haynes of Dereham draws attention to the David Rice field site at Drayton and potential disruption of trees. I write in reference to the recent letters concerning the possible destruction of 100 trees, including magnificent oak trees at the David Rice field in Drayton. Here we go again, developers thinking nothing of nature and the environment, chopping down trees which have been there for probably over 100 years. Now, more than ever, these places should be loved and cherished, for not only now, but also the future. What kind of world do these people want to live in?
Whilst on the subject of trees, Keith Deacon of Cromer suggests varieties which should be planted. Regarding the Plant Britain project by BBC Countryfile. Often seemingly overlooked when planting trees, such as on roadsides, seem to be those native ones that are at the same time increasingly rare to find, yet provide wildlife and even humans with food. These include sweet chestnuts, hazelnut stroke cobnut, native fruit trees such as greengages, damsons, etc. It would be nice to see more nut and fruit bearing and increasingly rare native trees planted in the Countryfile and new roadside tree planting projects.
In our last letter, Sam Morton of Norwich has something to say about the restrictions on travel which we've all been suffering. I am at a complete loss as to the sense of the restrictions pushed at us over leaving the house. We read that we should stay at home and not travel except for certain reasons. What's wrong with us driving to Sheringham once in a while? We park on the boulevard or near the arch on the front. We get our sandwiches and flask out of the car and walk to sit on one of the memorial benches facing the sea, with the wind in our hair and lots of North Sea air. Lovely. We are always safely distanced if we should meet anyone. We do wear masks as required and do what some in power do not want us to do. Enjoy ourselves, albeit in a simple way. Where's the risk? Where's the infection danger? Before driving home, we use a wipe on our hands. Dr. Louise Smith, please enlighten me. We are not deniers of the dangers of the virus, but always seek clarity as to the rules. Stay safe. That from Sam Morton of Grove Walk in Norwich.